This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The suspect in the Colorado theater massacre makes his first court appearance this morning. James Holmes isn't talking to police, but authorities say he left behind a rich internet trail that shows how he bought some of the lethal supplies. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes a look.
The owner of a gun range in Colorado says James Holmes applied to join his club last month. Everybody who applies has to go to a mandatory orientation. But Glenn Rotkovich says he was taken aback when he called Holmes to invite him to the orientation.
I got this bizarre answering machine of his that was a very bass, guttural, growling, James type of thing going on.
Rotkovich decided not to let Holmes into the club, but no one stopped Holmes from ordering all kinds of combat supplies over the internet. Police say he received at least 50 packages in the months before the shooting, all stuff he ordered over the web. Police say Holmes bought 6,000 rounds of ammunition online, plus a combat vest, gas mask, and a knife. You usually have to buy guns in person because you have to pass a background check, but there are no checks when you want to buy gun supplies on the web, and there's no official system to track whether people are stockpiling ammunition and other lethal supplies. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.